USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C. is bracing for renewed violence as the Supreme Court may make a decision on Roe versus Wade as soon as today. An attempted murder charge has been brought upon a California man after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told the justices at the steps of the Supreme Court they won't know what hit them, end quote. A bill to protect the justices has been stalled by Democrats in the House. Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News.
Their effort to intimidate the United States Supreme Court is so intense that they won't even pass this legislation. Legislation that passed the Senate unanimously. Every Democrat supported that legislation and they won't bring it up in light of the fact now that we had an assassination attempt on the sitting justice, a sitting justice of the United States Supreme Court.
President Biden plans to visit the Middle East in July. Biden is expected to visit Israel and the Palestinian Authority on July 14th and 15th before traveling to Saudi Arabia. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A group of bipartisan senators have reached a gun safety framework, which means they agree, but the agreement is not on paper yet. It clarifies the definition of a federally licensed arms dealer and cracks down on criminals who illegally evade licensing requirements. It also penalizes people that buy guns for others, supports state crisis intervention orders, and invests in children and families' mental health services. The Buffalo grocery store and Uvalde shootings were done by 18-year-olds. Mandatory evacuations are in place after a wildfire expanded in Southern California's Angeles National Forest on Sunday. The sheep fire went from 35 acres Sunday morning to 775 acres by the afternoon. Wind is to blame. The fire is only 5% contained. Law enforcement is going door-to-door with mandatory evacuation orders. The fire is northeast of downtown Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Republican Representative Pete Sessions from Texas on Newsmax says the Democrats thought their policies would make things better for America, but they're shocked that their plans have failed.
And what's interesting is that our colleagues on the left actually believe that their policies would make things better for America, and they are shocked. It's like they don't even understand that big government spending, and the policies that they advocate are ruining this country. What's even better for us is President Biden cannot stand it that President Trump's numbers were much, much larger and better than what his are. President Trump had positive viewpoints by the American people and confidence in the future.
The congressman went on to say if Republicans win back the majority in November, they'll be able to call as witnesses these people that do need to be held accountable. China's defense minister Wei called Washington a bully and vowed to fight to the end to take over Taiwan, ramping up a war of words with his U.S. counterpart Lloyd Austin. Sunday at an annual defense conference in Singapore, General Wei repeatedly accused Washington of what he described as interference in China's internal affairs, including over the issue of Taiwan and territorial disputes in the South China Sea. Hockey Stanley Cup playoffs have been decided. The Colorado Avalanche will host the Tampa Bay Lightning. Game 1 of 7 is Wednesday evening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.